This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Happening now, the Douglas County District Attorney's Office is holding a press conference about the death of Jalen Sebron. The 23-year-old was killed by a police officer in the parking lot of a Main Event in Highlands Ranch back in February. Authorities were called after shots were fired inside the building. When a deputy arrived, he saw Sebron outside a vehicle with a gun in his hand. Police say Sebron then failed to drop the weapon on command and the deputy opened fire. DA George Bronkler is expected to announce whether that deputy will face excessive force charges. We'll share that news when it's announced. Meanwhile, the 300-foot-tall One Vila apartment tower will be the tallest building in Colorado Springs. The city council has denied an attempt to stop the construction of a new apartment building. Here's CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce.
The 27-story apartment building has been stoking local controversy for years. Many residents feel the structure would fundamentally change the city's small-town feel. But the city's downtown review board unanimously approved the project in February. They say the proposal fully complies with city code. But that decision has been appealed to city council, setting up a high-stakes final vote.
And that final vote occurred last hour in favor of the new apartment building. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold is entering the race for Attorney General. Griswold is term-limited next year. There are already two other Democrats running for the office, former State House Speaker Cresanta Duran and Boulder DA Michael Doherty. Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's just about 4:06.